It's another special bonus episode of Unstuck, and today I'm sharing with you the other five ingredients, the must-haves, to build a business that both flows and grows. So stay tuned. I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to implement both the inner work and outer strategies required to get unstuck and build the impactful, profitable business of their dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. So grateful to have you all here checking out the show. And this special bonus episode, round two, we started last week with round one and the first five must-haves to build a business that both flows and grows. But as I suspected, I needed more time to get through all 10. So we're breaking it up, and this is round two. These are going to be the five other things you need in your business ASAP. So if you haven't listened to that bonus episode, it was just like two episodes ago. So you can easily go back and find it. Make sure you listen to that one. You don't need to listen to them in order. You can go ahead, finish this episode, and then go back to two episodes ago and get your entire list of 10. Why am I doing bonus episodes? Because it is a very special week around here. And to celebrate, why not just do more podcast episodes? Makes perfect sense, right? Why is it a special week? Well, my friends, it is enrollment week for the fall 2021 class of Unstuck Entrepreneur, which is my signature business mentorship program for the heart-centered, service-based entrepreneur who's ready to start and or grow their business without subscribing to hustle culture or bro marketing or all those weird things that we see some businesses and entrepreneurs do that just feel kind of icky and just like not what we're into. Well, there's another way. And I am here to show you that way and to be your guide and coach and mentor. And there's a community of amazing women also doing the same thing with their business, in their business. Also, don't feel like being salesy, sleazy marketers and want to build a heart-centered business that feels very aligned. And that is what we do in Unstuck Entrepreneur. The doors are officially open this week only if you are listening to this when it airs. So we are headed into the last week of August 2021 and the doors are open now, which means this right here, right now is your formal invitation. It's official. You are invited to join the business building party over in Unstuck Entrepreneur and just be there forever. It's a party that never ends, doesn't stop, which is really awesome. So I'm going to take a few minutes right now, probably be about 3 to 5 minutes, sharing a little bit more about what Unstuck Entrepreneur is all about for those of you that might be interested now or in the future when there's another class being run. If you're definitely not ever going to be interested in becoming a member of UE, no problem. That's totally fine, but go ahead and hit fast forward a few times right now on your podcast app. So that you can get into today's topic for the show. So like I said, probably about 3-4 minutes ahead, and we will get into the five must-haves that we still need to cover. All right, so you have heard me mention UE a lot on the show in the past. It's now been a year that this has been a mentorship program. It's been a thing. It's been accepting members. But you may not yet know what it really actually is, and you might be confused if it's something that you want to be a part of, if it's something that is for you, if it's built for you, if it will work for you, all those things. So I want to clear that up in the next few minutes. Unstuck Entrepreneur is a virtual business mentorship program where wellness practitioners become successful digital entrepreneurs. It's the perfect combination of like an online course type platform with all the information you need to go from zero to 100 in your business. There's a small group coaching program because we have live coaching sessions once every about 10-ish days. And there's a peer mastermind also because we are in this group doing it all together with fabulous entrepreneurs who are in the same mindset and headspace as you are. And there's, you know, the community platform. They have co-working sessions a couple times a week. It really is a friendship that you create in a peer group mastermind and all of that in one. And it is ongoing. So it's not like it's this 12-week thing or this 6-month thing. And then you don't have the peers, you don't have the friends, you don't have the group coaching calls, you don't have me and access to me to ask questions. It's ongoing. And that's what's really beautiful and really different about this program and what I'm so proud of it for. Because it's not like your business just is built in 12 weeks or 6 months and then you never have another question or something random doesn't come up or you just always know what to do. No, it is this ongoing thing forever and ever that you will come up against new issues, new questions, new things to figure out that you want to do with a mentor, a coach, and also with the friends that you created. So that's why I really wanted to make it a lifetime thing. So that's one reason, or a few reasons, I guess, why I think Unstuck Entrepreneur is unlike any other business program out there. And I know that's a big statement, but I'm sticking to it. The other reason is because it also combines the inner work, we talk about that a lot here on the show, and the outer strategies required to start, build, and grow a successful business. And we go from the inside out because, as I said before, and I will continue to say, you can apply all the best practices and strategies. You can do all the online courses that tell you exactly what to do in your business, but you won't do any of them. They will not stick. Your business will not grow. You will not attract customers and clients if the inner work doesn't match that outer strategy. You will stay stuck. So we have to do them both. And I love talking about them both, and I love teaching them both, and I love going into the details on all of it. So we go into the work required so that you can step into the role as the business boss that you want to be mentally, emotionally, and energetically first, and also we lay the foundation of your business, of you as an entrepreneur, of your success, and then we build the structure on top of that. Then we build the strategy and the practice and the flow of your actual business once the foundation has been laid. So we do all of it together in UE. We kick off the journey together with the inner work. So we dive into the limiting beliefs, any blocks you might have around your success, your capabilities, the money that you want to make or that you think you can make, all those stories that we have locked up in our subconscious programming, some of which you don't know are there. We work to unravel those, we call them out, we reprogram our minds to be congruent with what we actually want in our business and in our lives. And then we move on to lay the foundation even more so with what you desire in how you want your business to look, how you want it to feel, how you want it to perform, what you want your day to look like, your values, your purpose, your passion, those things we talked about last bonus episode. We dive into all of that next. We learn how to tap into your intuitive guidance in order to help you make business decisions. So then we take this whole energetic and mindset foundation and apply it to our business using my signature framework, the Flow and Grow framework. There are 5 pillars. This is really where we get into the growth and strategy of our business. Define, attract, build, invite and transform. So define your dream client, attract your dream client, build rapport with your dream client, invite your dream client to work with you, and transform your dream client. That's it. That is all it takes for your business to grow. Those five pillars. Each of those pillars require you to take real action in your business. So this is the part of the program where you are getting your hands dirty in your business. You are creating, you are brainstorming, you are building, and you have something to show for it in your business. So that's really the program part of it. And then, like I said, there are also live group coaching calls on a regular basis so you can get your questions answered. We'll dive deeper on specific topics that we need to kind of dig in on, and we'll do some hot seat coaching so you can get to know more about your friends' businesses, but also get some really good, deep clarity on your own business when you're in the hot seat. It's just fun. It's super fun. And then, like I said, the amazing community of like-minded women who are doing the same thing that you are doing. They're having the same struggles. They have the same questions. They've been through the same situations. They are there to guide you, to cheerlead you, to support you, to encourage you, whatever you need. You have a group that has your back, which I think is invaluable. And that's something I did not have when I started my business that I so wish I did. All right, a few quick, really there's only two questions that I get a lot that I want to answer here. Do you already have to be in business? No, you do not. Actually, the action steps I guide you to take to build your business are things that I did personally before I was even in practice in my business. It is never too early to start working on getting your business started because, hey, here to tell you, it's not an overnight thing. It's not like all of a sudden one day, here we go, I started my business. Oh, and here I'm getting clients, and oh, people are signing up from my email list, and oh, I'm getting followers on Instagram and all these things. It is not overnight. And so the quicker that you can get in and get started and build up to being ready to make your business full-time or whatever it is going to look like for you, the better. So no, you do not already have to be in business. You simply want to get started on building your business. I'd say about half of the women in UE right now have other jobs or are stay-at-home moms, and they're working on building up their business part-time, kind of on the side until it gets ready for it to be a full thing. And then the other half are all business owners and have something going on in their business but want it to be bigger or look different or transform or scale or whatever it is, and they're in UE to do that. So we have a wide variety of people in all different aspects. The second big question I get is it just for wellness businesses, and what does that mean? So for me, while I do market it for a wellness business and I created it with that person in mind, like a nutritionist, a personal trainer, a yoga instructor, an energy worker, a physical therapist, a psychologist, those kinds of practices, there are several non-wellness businesses in the group and they are crushing it. So it's not just for wellness professionals, it's for service-based businesses with the desire to help other people, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in their career, in their business, in their job, in their marriage, as a mom, as a partner, you know, you get the idea. The key words are service-based, and you want to help other people. And most likely you want to do that in a digital capacity. So you want to have an online virtual business. That truly is, if you think about it, that's what wellness means to me at least, and maybe to you too. Wellness means helping someone else feel better about their lives, their careers, their situation, their health, their love life, just helping other people achieve what they desire, I would say. So keep that in mind as well. All right, that is it. I know that was not 3 minutes. I apologize, but I hope that you can see that I'm very passionate about this program. I'm in love with it. It is so much more than I ever expected it could be. And I just really want to make sure that those that would benefit from it are there. Those that want to be there are there. And so taking the time to provide clarity, I think, is really important. All right, let's get into the five other must-haves to build a business that flows and grows. The first five that we went over a few episodes ago were very much focused on kind of the inner work, the energetic perspective, the mindset perspective, some of the stuff you have to do to, again, lay the foundation for your business. Now, this episode is really focused on the outer practical business strategies that you just gotta do, that you just gotta have to build a business that grows, but do so from this new place that we worked on last episode, last bonus episode, where we have built the capacity to let it flow. And when you do that, then even though you have kind of these strategic things in place in your business, it doesn't feel icky or weird or like you're being sleazy or salesy or anything like that. You have built the foundation that you need to not make it that way, essentially. All right. The first one for today, which is really number six, is a tool. And this is coming straight from the Attract Your Dream Client pillar of the Flow and Grow framework, which is the second step after defining your dream client. And we talked about that in the last episode, which was like the thing that's, it's not just a niche, but we actually have to really think about who we specifically want to help and make sure that that's in alignment with us as well. Make sure it all feels really good. So a tool, your business tool, is the thing that you will use to attract new people to your work. When we build anything, we need a tool. So why would our business be any different? Common tools for your business and the ones that we focus on in UE specifically are things like a podcast, a blog, a YouTube channel, something like that. And you can kind of see the similarities between those three and why they work as tools to attract new people to your work. It's because you're putting out free content, free valuable content out into the world. And that free valuable content is specifically targeting your dream client. So without a tool, you have no real way to connect regularly with new dream clients. Now, there may be some people that are already, you know, in your network, already on your email list, already following you on social media, and you can keep talking to them for sure, but eventually that tap is going to run dry. And we need to always be thinking of how can we reach new people that need our help. And I want to reiterate this again and again and again. There is someone out there right this second who is Googling a question, trying to find an answer about a problem that you have the answer to. I can guarantee you with 100% certainty. And so we need to find a way to get in front of those people when they are Googling or when they are on their podcast app and they're searching for a podcast episode about their problem, or when they're on YouTube looking for a video on how to solve their problem. How do we come up? How can we be shown as the person who can help them? And that is the beauty of a tool. So if you don't have a tool yet, well, then it's time to start thinking about what you can use as a tool. If you do already have one, how is it going? Are you being consistent with it? Is it attracting the right people? What can you tweak? Do you need to get more specific with your topics? And hey, here's another one. Are you promoting it? Because we also have to promote our tool so people know that it exists. Putting out podcast episodes, putting out YouTube videos are great, but we have to do the right things to let people know they are out there. And these are things we cover in UE. So some things to consider in order to attract your dream client. A quick note here, social media is not a tool. Some people will fight me on this. Some people don't like that I say this, and I don't care. It's true, because you don't have any control over the content, and it doesn't live forever on social media. Like, really, you have like what? How quickly do people scroll these days? 0.2 seconds to try to reach your audience, to try to reach your dream client, to kind of really create a connection and stimulate some emotion in them. That's pretty challenging to do. Now, you can use social media to promote the tool. That would be great. What we want to do is get people off of social media and into our work deeper. So using it that way is awesome. It's the cherry on top. So yes, we have this really cool way that is free to connect with other people, and we should definitely be using it and definitely have fun with it and just see if you can find your own unique expression on social media, but it cannot be the only thing that you do in your business. We really need to create a business that can be totally independent of anything that happens on social media. If Mark Zuckerberg just decides he wants to like blow up all of Facebook and Instagram and everything else with that, then what happens to our business? It should be able to stay completely 100% fine. That's the goal. And having a tool will do that for you, okay? Number 7, an email list. I know. Lots of you don't want me saying that. You don't like that I just said that. I was actually shocked to see that so many of you are not using an email list to market to your business. I asked on my Instagram stories, like, what was your primary method of marketing in your business? And I don't think anyone said email. And I just think that that is crazy. Email has not gone anywhere. Are you still checking your email every day? Probably. If not, at least every other day, I would assume. Everyone is still looking at their email. And so the fact that we would not consider or not make it mandatory in our business to use that to connect with people, like social media, here's this really amazing stat. The engagement rate on a social media post is like 0.2%. So liking, opening, commenting, all that stuff. The open rate of a marketing email, the average, is around 20%. So just right there, can you see the difference? 20% of people would open your email and read what you have to say, even skim what you have to say. That's way better than 0.2% of people on Instagram. So when you send emails to your audience of specifically targeted dream clients, you are in charge of that conversation and the connection that you make, unlike anywhere else on the internet, except maybe your podcast. But really what I would suggest is having your podcast be a tool, again, because it is a tool, to guide your listeners, and the same thing goes with your YouTube channel or your blog, onto your email list, because that is a different level of connection there. And it gives you, and I use the word power, and I don't mean it in this like negative connotation, but it gives you the power in the relationship. You are the one that then gets to be on the top of their inbox list when you send an email. You can't get that anywhere else. So my friends, yes, you need an email list. No, you cannot ghost your list. You cannot only email them when there's something special going on, like you're opening the doors, you're taking new clients, you have a free workshop that then is going to lead into something paid. You can't do that. You have to not ghost your list. That's what I call it in UE. And it just really means staying in touch with the people who have given you their highly coveted email address, which we all are so protective of that email address nowadays. If someone put their email address in a special box of yours and said, hey, yeah, you can email me, that is major stuff. And we need to take advantage of that in our business. And when you do, hey, this is what makes it flow. This part right here is what makes your business flow. I know it can seem like there should be resistance to it, like, oh, but then that means I have to write an email every week or every few weeks, but they don't really actually want to hear from me. I'm just being annoying. And what if they unfollow or unsubscribe? We have all this, you know, baggage, all this stuff. And the opposite is actually true, because this is what makes your business. You can see I'm very passionate about it. All right, let's move on, because now you might have the question of, how do I get people on this list then? How do I get them to give me their email? You need an epic freebie. And both the email list and the epic freebie are what we cover in the Building Rapport with Our Dream Client pillar of the Flow and Grow framework. So just to let you know, you get people on your email list so that you can regularly connect with them and build a relationship with them through email with an epic freebie. A freebie that stands out from the crowd, a freebie that directly speaks to your dream client and solves a problem that they have. And it really needs to be something in this day and age of digital businesses, it needs to be something that they would pay for, which I know is like, well, why wouldn't they pay for it? Why would I put all my effort into creating this thing that I should be making money on? Just please, please trust me. You will make more money in your business if you offer up a freebie that could be paid for, something that is so valuable that someone would pay $20, $50 for. Not something, you don't want to give like this whole giant course that's like a $500 course. No, not that. But something that is super valuable and so valuable to your dream client that they will gladly hand over their email address, that highly coveted, very protected email address, in order to receive it. So gone are the days where you can just put up a generic newsletter signup form on the front page of your website and expect anyone to do anything with that. That is just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's going to take more value, and it's going to take more energy, and it's going to be just you being super generous with what you have to share and the knowledge that you have and your ability and your desire to help someone else to give out something for free and to talk about that freebie all the time. Not like every single Instagram post, not like every single podcast episode or anything like that, but make sure that people know there is a free offer that can help them on a regular basis. That is how you get people on your email list. And, you know, then you can nurture them from there, and you can do it all automated so that you are nurturing that relationship without having to, you know, be sending individual emails to every single person and constantly be writing emails. That's not fun. So there is a way to do that to where the person that just gave you their email address feels welcomed and feels like they're getting a ton out of this relationship at the very beginning, while you can be helping other people or on a vacation or with your family or whatever, and also things that we cover in Unstuck Entrepreneur. All right, so an epic freebie. Start considering that. And if you have a generic newsletter signup form, take that off. That is very valuable space on your website that you should be using to promote your freebie. Not just, hey, sign up for my newsletter. But no, enter your email address to get this really amazing, highly valuable, you're definitely going to want this thing that will help you. All right, number 9 is a method. And this is coming straight from the invite pillar of the Flow and Grow framework, which is inviting your dream clients to work with you. You need a method. Your method is the way you guide people from point A to point B. You are in and have a service-based business because you can help guide your dream clients from point A, which is their starting point, their problem point, their symptoms are there, their issues are unresolved, they don't know what to do, to point B, which is they have what they want, their symptoms are resolved, their issues are resolved, and they feel great or they have what they want. They're at their goal. You know the process and can guide them through the process of point A to point B. You are providing that transformation. So how you offer up that transformation, how you present or go through that transformation is your method. This could look like, and these are some of the things that we cover in UE, one-on-one consultations and packages if you want to work one-to-one with somebody, group coaching programs, online courses, paid workshops, a membership. These are all methods and they're all great. It completely 100% depends on, I think, a combination of what feels good to you. So what do you want to do? How do you want your business to look? And what is best for your dream clients and what is best for the content? So that transformation, how will it be best delivered? Is it something that can only be done one-on-one with somebody? Or is it something that's more done in a membership and it's just this ongoing thing where they get new support every month or every week and it's just an ongoing membership or something in between? That is up to you, and it is definitely, you have to consider how you want it to look, how you want your business to feel, how you want to be spending your time, because I can tell you, if you think that you need to do one-on-one coaching or one-on-one consultations and you don't want to do it, you will hate it. You will dread getting up in the morning if you know you have all these one-on-one coaching clients to work with. It won't be fun and you won't want to do it and you won't have success in that area. So please make sure you think about what you want to be doing. And just a note too here, remember, I'm talking to service-based businesses and also primarily those who want a virtual service-based business. So you want to do one-on-one, through Zoom or something. You want to have group coaching programs and online courses and paid workshops and memberships that are online. Although a lot of those, almost all of those, could be applied to in-person type things. So you can do in-person one-on-one, you can do in-person group coaching, you can do in-person workshops, those kinds of things too. Okay. Last but not least, actually, we've talked about this before, just to reiterate, probably the most important thing in your entire business is a message. Again, we're diving into the invite pillar of the Flow and Grow framework, inviting your dream client to work with you. There's no way that your dream client is going to work with you or even know that that's an option if you don't have a message. It's so important and it is so often missed. And I can tell you, I spent probably the first, 4 to 5 years of my business not thinking one lick about my messaging, and I paid the price, literally. You can have all of the above, all 9 of the other things we talked about over the past bonus episodes. But if you don't have your message down, it is still going to feel hard. it is still going to feel like no one is receptive, like your dream clients aren't out there, like you can't find them. It's going to feel hard to sell. It's going to feel hard to get anyone to engage with your Instagram posts. It's going to feel hard to get people to listen to your podcast. Everything is going to feel like an uphill battle, and it comes down to your messaging. We talked about this a lot a few episodes ago in the episode on what to do when no one's buying what you're selling. I will link to that in the show notes. We talked about messaging a lot. I'm going to share a little bit about it again. For those of you who don't know what messaging is, it is the unique way that you connect with your dream client. It's how you let them know that you're the person that can help them, that you're the person that can work with them, that you are the person that gets them. There is absolutely nothing more valuable to your business than when someone has this light bulb moment after something you post or something you say or something you share or whatever that says, OMG, she gets me. This thing I'm going through, these symptoms I'm having, the stuff I'm dealing with, this problem I can't solve, she gets it. And not only does she get it, but she can help me get out of it. There is nothing more important to what you do as a business owner than thinking about that, then making that a priority and sticking to the message and just continuing to do it. And I know it can seem challenging at times when it is like, well, I'm trying and I feel like my message is there and I just can't seem to get anyone to engage on my social media posts and it really doesn't seem like anything's growing. I know it can seem like a struggle. But if you are really, truly connected to that message and if you are continuing to share it over and over and over again, which is what we have to do because people don't pick up on things the first time, your business will flow. So your messaging comes across in your words. So how you are speaking about or writing about what you do, who you help, how you help them, their struggles, their issues, how you can guide them out of it. Those things are important. And it's also important that those words are in their language primarily. So you're using their words, their phrases, how they describe what they're going through, because that is when they get to the point of, she gets me. And also your vibe, your energy. You are the attraction point for your business. If you are saying or writing all the right things, quote unquote, but you're like hovering over like, oh, no one's going to like this, or should I even post it, or I don't feel confident in this, or I feel like a fraud, or just all these stories, which downgrade our energetic expression, that is what people pick up on. And that is why we have to lay the foundation first. So also in your personality, in how you're unique, how you are you, you being authentically you, having a personality, having a sense of humor or not, if you're not funny, or being sweet or sensitive or whatever it is that makes you, you, show that in your business because that will attract the people that resonate with that personality, with that sense of humor, with that sense of sweetness or shyness, and that will be the thing that they connect with in you and your work. So please don't be afraid to share your personality, to share your uniqueness, and also really, really think about your energy. Keep that top of mind always. That is what will connect people to you and make everything flow for you. Okay, those are the 10 must-haves to building a business that flows and grows. As I said at the very beginning in the last bonus episode, this isn't everything. Sure, there are more things that you probably have to do in your business, but let's start here, shall we? These are 10 pretty major things that if you focus on them in your business, I guarantee you will find that flow that you're looking for. And I guarantee that your dream clients will be attracted to your work, will want to work with you, will be at the point where they're like, hey, do you have anything like paid that I can pay you for to help me? They will be begging to work with you. But we've got to do the groundwork. And of course, if you would like to do this in a group format with, you know, like-minded entrepreneurs and a business coach and mentor that will guide you through this process and will be there to answer your questions and give advice and anything that you need along the way, then I will see you in Unstuck Entrepreneur Fall 2021 class is being formed right this moment. So head to seanminer.com/unstuckbiz, B-I-Z. That's seanminer.com/unstuckbiz to save your seat. This is the last time I will be offering or starting a new group for Unstuck Entrepreneur in 2021. We're looking at about 5 or 6 months out before the next group. So, I mean, what could you be doing 6 months from now if you say yes to your dream business today? If that is you, seanminer.com/unstuckbiz, and I will see you inside. And until next time, take care.